Welcome to the PWK Podcast. It is I, Mike Jack, coming at you with another dope episode. And surprisingly, Devin and Mario is not here, but I got a remedy for that. Got some special friends that's going to stop by and just going to help me do the show. Hope you really invested in this. We're really going to have a good time. Just going to cut that down right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Devin and Mario's out of commission this week, but I got a remedy for it. I got a solution. I found some good friends over at Clubhouse. One is here right now, and the other one should be on their way. But right now, just want to introduce to you one a good friend of mine. Met him on Clubhouse. Always been nothing but positive energy. Funny guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to introduce you all. Hold on one minute. I want to give him a proper introduction. Dang, the board won't let me be great. But ladies and gentlemen, Merch, how you doing?
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
How y'all doing?
What's happening, man? I'm sorry that my board is like acting up right now and it can't do the stuff that it usually does.
Oh, it's all good.
No, it's not all good. I paid too much money. Okay, let's try it again. Ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to say we're live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Merch. Now you being
different.
Now you being different. Now you want to work. See? Nigga technology, I tell you. But yeah, those of y'all that need your little Devin fix, here's a little something for you.
Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast.
Oh, man, what a rocky start. But we're going to keep on pushing on. Man, Merch, what is going on, bro?
Nothing much, man.
Now, just letting you all know that we're live from Clubhouse, and so that, like, Clubhouse on Android is pretty damn janky, so if it goes out, just bear with us. We're going to try to get things back running and back online, but it's been running pretty good, wouldn't you say so, Merch? It's been running pretty
good. Yeah,
well.
I would say we're going to make it work.
Yeah, most definitely. So let's just get a couple of things out of the way. Merch, let the people know who you are, let them know where you're from, and let them know what you do, man, like, for real.
Okay, I'm Merch. I'm from Oakland, California. I do music. I produce. I rap. I write. And I was a teacher. I'm also a health consultant. So I do a lot of things, but yeah, creatively, music.
Awesome. Also, fun fact: Merch is a private investigator, and he has been. Working with the police on the Young Dolph case. So all the stuff that you've been hearing, that's Merch. You feel me?
Man.
Like, for real.
No, I don't know about working. I don't know about working with the police, but but I did go look. I looked into it and I found everything I could find before everything started jumping out. So
really?
I definitely still put the Makita's people in the middle of this. That girl Raven, she ain't slick. But yeah.
But yeah, man, like, no, every time merch comes on the show, Clubhouse, like, he would be like, hey, man, I got some new information. I just did finish my investigation. And we like, Merch, like, what are you talking about? Yeah, man, Young Dog.
Yeah.
Like, yo, for real, he's beefing with a whole rapper now, like, real talk. Like, man, I ain't never listening to Yo Gotti stuff.
Oh, Gotti. Oh, Gotti, if you out there, I just want to tell you, we can see through the shine in your head. You're wrong.
Yo Gotti, I'm a big fan of yours. He speaks for himself, not me. I like
you. I still listen to Gangsta Party, yeah. But that's because I can't help it.
But, no, Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, our other guests have just arrived.
We on air.
Yes, we're on air.
My mama is.
Shout out to Taria. Taria, this is Taria. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't give a proper introduction because she just popped on here. But I guess, Taria, let the people know about you and where you from.
My name is Taria. I work in public health. I'm from Arkansas. And, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm like a part-time comedian. And that's it. I got a kid. She's 13. She right here, and she bad, y'all. So we're not gonna talk about parenting advice because I don't have none. Like I'm really kind of winging it. So I don't know how she gonna turn out.
Aren't they all? No, like real talk. I asked him to be on the show because majority of the time when I'm on Clubhouse, I am talking to them. Or I am laughing at Taria, and I'm laughing with Merch. Like, yo, I don't know if y'all heard, Merch has one of these, like, addictive laughs. Like, when you see it, you hear him laugh, he laughs yeah. too. Like, see, there it go.
Yeah, there for real.
But, no, on this episode, we're not going to talk about much. We're not going to hold you all long. We're going to... A lot of people, what I've come to find out, I was talking to a lot of my friends, and they've never been on Clubhouse. So I wanted to bring some people from Clubhouse to talk to them about some do's and don'ts of Clubhouse, some of their experiences with Clubhouse. And, you know, Clubhouse could be a really dope thing if you let it be. So I guess I'll start.
First thing is
okay, Merch.
Stay out your feelings on Clubhouse because a lot of people are going to piss you off if you're going to be in your chat. Don't be in here because you're going to be ready to fight. I mean, what am I standing up out of my bed? Like, where you at?
Oh, God. Yay. I would say that's a good point. It's always a good opportunity to if you're like a business owner, especially like online business, you have products and merchandise. It's a great place to network. Really, no matter what you're doing, it's a great place to network. If you're a content creator, you know, you can host rooms and get monetized. It has a lot of different perks to it. It just depends on you know where you fall, where you choose to go.
Right. The biggest thing that I've noticed about Clubhouse now, people are trying to monetize their rooms on Clubhouse. Like,
when we get off here, I'm gonna put that on mine. I'm gonna make mine.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, it's just crazy because Taria brought it to my attention. You have a lot of these groups. They be having these like discussions that like, yo, I don't be wanting to hear. Like, yo, should you submit to your man like at age 35?
Oh,
and you be like, yo,
if you go in those rooms, it's gonna turn you off from dating. So stay out of the room because I be getting mad. Like, for real, like you go up in there and it's like, black men don't have this, black women don't have that. And
on our Clubhouse, it's always the battle of the sexes, it's always men versus women. Like, you know, and it'd be a lot of bitterness. And you know, rooted behind those different topics and conversations, so I try not to, you know, get involved in them.
Oh yeah, I guess I say one thing that I've learned about Clubhouse as well is that you know, be mindful of the title of your room, like for real.
Oh my god!
Like, fun story, Merch had a group called I Low Key Hate Africans.
They pulled up on me.
And Africans came out the woodworks, like, for real. Like, they was up in there like, I guess because of my accent, I guess everyone hates me. And Taria didn't make it better. No, it's just Merch. It's Merch that hates
me. Yeah, it's just Merch. I love y'all. Y'all my people. Like,
and they were like, can you explain that? And then I'm like, it was just a joke. Like, I was just joking. It was just clickbait. And they was like, well, do you know your identity? I'm not doing this with you.
They was going to tell you to tell them your lineage. You don't even know where you come from.
For real.
That's how they sound. But I know where I'm from, you know.
Where you from?
Oakland. I'm from East Oakland.
From who?
My great grandma, and then they venture back to Tennessee and Louisiana and Texas. So, yeah,
I guess. And then I guess another don't get into it with Taria. If you ever run across Taria, don't get into it with Taria. No,
what you want?
That's not what you want. Like, yo, for real,
Taria. Guys, girl, gals. It's not happening.
I don't mind being spilling a nobody story. That's me.
Taria,
I don't care.
Taria, have you punching in the air talking about, I can't wait to see that bit. Like, for real.
I take villain breaks and I tag her in.
No. Okay. That's not, and that's not.
Much is my clubhouse bestie.
That's not a leeway. That's not a leeway in the like for like to get Taria talking. No, that's a real fact. Like, don't get into it with Taria. Taria will have you mad, and Taria will have you in your feelings and talking about like, man, when I'm going to Arkansas and it's on site, like, bro, chill. Yeah. Anything else? Any other thing? Any other rules that you all have before we move on? Yep, there it goes again. There it goes again. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh my God. What are they like?
Yeah, anything? Any other rules that y'all have?
If you want to, y'all need to find merch on Clubhouse. If you want like a food tester or somebody to tell you like a review of some food, like some Taco Bell wings or something, merch is the guy. He eats everything.
Oh my God.
He is a guinea pig. Like,
not everything, but yeah.
He gonna try it.
He gonna know all the deals. Yeah. Like, all the Popeye deals. Like, for real.
All the Popeye deals.
For real. Dead serious. Like, no.
You want some good food? You want some food? He gonna tell you about
merch,
it.
Merch, come on here. Hey, bro. Like, yo, Popeye's got this amazing deal, bro.
They got an $8 box.
You get two pieces of chicken. You get two sides. You get an apple pie. And you get a drink for $8. And then, like, yo, they be trying. One thing I love about merch is you can't deter him from what makes him happy. Like, for real. Because they was, like, really down in it. Like, it's just two pieces of chicken, merch. But, yo, bro, it's two big pieces of chicken, my guy. Like, yo, for real.
I went and bought that thing, and I couldn't finish it.
For real.
You couldn't finish two pieces of chicken?
The two pieces of chicken, the two sides.
Two sides. Oh,
that's a lot of food.
It is.
But, you finish yours? See, I don't think Hallie finished hers either. You did? Man. Yeah, you had a big appetite.
No, Hallie was hungry, man. Like, for real.
He's an athlete.
But, yeah. But
another rule, I guess, like, two more rules at Clubhouse would be don't come on here looking for love and, or don't be bitter either, but don't be on here looking for love and stuff. That's weird. And people really be on here doing that. And then the other thing is, like leave all the tough shit at home and don't be controlling. Like, if you make a room, don't tell people what they can and can't say and this and that. Like, we had enough rules growing up. Like, we got kicked out of a room the other day because you talk about fast food or something. And then they start talking about Wendy's. And we told him, he looked like
we were talking about Burger King.
Yeah.
I said, they niggas was made out of Jaguar scalp. And he was mad. But, you can get like 20, 40 nuggets for $1.49. Come on now.
Yeah, the chicken.
No, that's not quality.
That's not quality chicken. Like, I'm sorry.
Another rule that I would say is keep your personal business to yourself.
Ah, most definitely.
Do not get on here thinking that these people are your friends because, let me tell you, they have these big, messy rooms, and it's better than TV. TV, I be in there. Like, sometimes I have to be like, you know what, I need to do something else because I'm too consumed with this stuff, and it's a lot of negativity, but it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get on there, and these people have gone on trips together. They thought they made friends, and then, boom, I'm mad at you, so I'm telling all your business on the app.
Yep.
So now everybody on the app know you got hurt.
They know about that Paula girl with the bumps in her mouth.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. Yeah, that's people who don't even be in the room know about, like, certain stuff that they should know about. Oh, or you get... Yeah. Or somebody got to pick you up out the bushes. Like, you know, you in the hospital because you got beat up by bushes. Like, you just got to be really, be just really careful. Like, don't be meeting people off these apps either, because there's been some allegations too. So, you know, just be careful.
And I guess I can go on and say this. Another key rule that I have is I learned this from Taria, and I learned this from a past experience. Don't argue with the LGBTQ community.
They gonna pull up.
You're not gonna win. And I'm gonna tell you a story. Mike probably get mad at me, but okay. So we was all hanging out on Clubhouse, right? And no, we was all hanging out on Clubhouse, and we was all just like talking and laughing and joking at night and stuff. And these two transgender, was it two of them? It was two of them, right? They rolled up on
there. I don't know if they were trans or if they was in drag. One of them.
They rolled up on there.
No, they were trans.
They was like, hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? And so, you know, Mike being friendly, Mike, like, hey, what's going on with y'all? And one of them was like, hey, I got OnlyFans. I just got off work doing OnlyFans. You should join it. And Mike was like, nah, how much is it? She was like, $14.99. And so then he was trying to promote it. He was like, man, I can put it up on the link for everybody to see. And then she was like, you can't afford $14.99. And, you know, Mike was like, well, nah. And so then this other one started talking like real reckless. Was like, my money long. What you talking about? I don't deal with no bum dude. And so then for some reason,
I went on mute because I saw that they were, you know, I'm not going to say they were men, but I saw what I saw. So,
and so then Taria, some reason
they are women.
The girl, the transgender just started going off on Taria, like, yo, like,
I don't ask them because I'm a woman. I have a vagina.
And so like they going back and forth. So they start messing with Mike, and they start talking to Mike, and they was like, you from Texas? And he was like, yeah. Oh, I remember you, honey. I slept with you the other week. Ooh. He was like, hey, I don't play that. And so then, like, you know, Taria is trying to help. You feel me? She's trying to help the situation. She's trying to tell Mike stop, or trying to get Mike attention to stop. But he wouldn't stop. And he just kept going. And he was just going back and forth with them and back and forth with them. And then he even told Taria, hey, Taria, be quiet. I got this. And it was just a real,
like, I will argue with anybody. I just won't argue with them.
Yeah, it's just a real bad. It was a real bad moment right then. And I guess I learned, hey, don't argue with them because you're not gonna win. You're not.
They will get you fired from your job. Like, they'll go to extreme lengths to ruin your life. Just let them have it.
Yeah, let them. They just want to be who they are. I just let them be. Yeah.
Because I know I got some folks, and I know they're a steam. So, you know, they come on a tussle.
But, yeah.
I don't got time. I'm not fighting. My chopper go blocker, blocker.
So, I guess, yeah. So, those are just some helpful tips to help y'all. It's not many, just a couple of them. And as you can hear, we've had a lot of experiences in Clubhouse. Me, personally, I don't really get into it with a lot of people. If anything, I'm really quiet. I try to be observant, and I like laughing at Taria and Merch and all the rest of them. They're just hilarious. But I guess the next thing that we're going to talk about is I need some stories. Like, Merch, what's one of your fondest memories of Clubhouse? Give me a story. I need a story.
You want a good story or you want a bad story?
Either or. Your choice. Your poison.
Okay. I'm gonna talk about the African thing because my friends lately been saying I look African, but and we talked about me having that room. But the first time I ever had like a where I felt like I was in, because you can't argue with people on Clubhouse, you're never gonna win. And one day, basically, like when you're on Clubhouse and you're in a room, sometimes rooms pop up at the top of your screen. If you accidentally click, you're gonna fall into it. Uh-huh. And I fell into a room where it was people from various countries in Africa talking about their experiences with black people and how they were bad experiences. And I didn't even know what they were talking about because I accidentally clicked on the room and they were like, so what do you think? And I'm like, think of what? And they're like, they started telling me about like what they were talking about. And then I messed up and I gave them my bad experiences with Africans, and They let me have it. It ended in me yelling at the phone and clicking.
that's where the I low key hate Africans came from.
It was some truth behind that, low key.
It was some truth. Yeah, all right, I got you.
But it's not all. It's just those ones that you ran through it with.
Just those, yeah. But I hope they're doing well. You know, there's no hate in my heart.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You do not hope they're doing well.
Yeah, you attack me. I'm not praying for your well-being. I don't care. Like, no. I hope you're going down. I really hope life is kicking your ass.
Oh, another one. I remember when I first was getting on here, following people. This was before any of them got on here. And before my friend Mike, any of them came to Clubhouse, I was just on here meeting people, just random people. And I was in a room with these people. They were talking about how black men aren't, holding up their end of the bargain in dating is a lighter way to put it. Mm-hmm. And, the girl said something to me and,
you look like a 50-50 nigga.
And then I'm like, I said something she didn't like. She's like, you look like a 50-50 nigga. And I'm like, I wouldn't even live with you. You know?
So what's a 50-50 nigga?
You go half. You want your girl to pay half the bills and stuff like that.
Is that a problem? Is that really a problem? That really is.
Me personally?
It depends.
Me personally? I just don't want nobody to be with me for no money, but I take care of business. I just don't want nobody to be with me for no money. So it's like it's half and half. Like, it depends on who it is. Like, I might be a 50-50 nigga. She might be right, but it ain't gonna be forever, you know? So for me, that this ain't what it is.
I mean, if we're talking about, if we're married, then no, you shouldn't be a 50-50 nigga. But I definitely think, if we're in a relationship and like, Tarya said, it depends.
I'm like, you don't even know. I'm gonna get you back. You know me.
I just feel like, yeah, if 50-50 works for your situation, 50-50 it is. If, you know, don't force it on. Don't force, like, you know what I'm saying? People are dating people who mind frames of relationships or the ideals of relationships doesn't align with their ideas, and that's where the issue comes in. Like, do what works for you and yours. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look. If we just started, I mean, you stay at your place, I stay at mine. You can come stay every now and then, you know. You take care of you take care of your bills, I take care of mine until I'm ready to take on. And even if we decided to move in together, like, yo, we have to have
somebody. That's not going to fly on Clubhouse. Don't let them hear you say none of that.
Oh, no, I know. But understand that this podcast is a safe place, you know.
That's another thing. They're going to grab their pitchfork. On Clubhouse, everybody is six figures.
There's no broke people in Clubhouse.
No broke people. And if you are broke, you make $40,000 with your broke ass.
Yeah.
So if you're like a single person with no education or anything, and you're making like in the $40,000 range, you're broke.
To some people, yeah. And to a lot of females. It all depends on
I can see it being different because based on the way where you live because of the cost of living, but
yeah. So if you making $40,000 in Tallulah, I'm from Tallulah, Louisiana, you making $40,000, you balling. Like, for real.
Right.
Like, you balling.
So I can see that because the Clubhouse, like, I just told someone that today. You have to be mindful that we're not all in the same geographical area.
Right, right.
So broke in California may be, you know, up in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Right.
Because, like, in New York, you know, you make six figures, you make $100,000. That's middle class. And you be like, what? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Down here in Louisiana, I'm rich. Like, what you mean? No, dead serious. Like, yo, you might make $100,000 a year in Tallulah. I have trumped all of you all. Like, for real.
Dead ass. Well, we had started this rumor that this boy had one leg. Y'all, wait.
I bet he hopped on y'all.
We were calling him.
I see what you did there, Merch. He hopped up.
So listen. So, like, it was like a little running joke. And he was like, you know, we were talking and the dude was flirting with me. And it just started, it was just like, you know, he got one leg. And I was like, y'all want to? He was like, yeah. And I was like, that's all right, baby. I can call you Uno, you know. And so it just was a running joke for a long time that he had one leg. But he didn't have one leg. He had two legs.
Oh, for real? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, I got some stuff.
You got, I know.
I can't really get into my story. We got a
fight lined up at Mardi Gras. Shout out to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be cool now, but when we all first met, a couple of fights got lined up.
Like, real talk.
I want to shout out to Baj, man.
Because my God.
That's my homeboy from New Orleans. When we first met on Clubhouse, we was ready to fight.
Yeah, they got
like,
it
well, you know what? You can pull up to Mardi Gras.
He's still not my favorite character.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, he's cool when he's not talking to me.
Well, he does what we like to call merch people, which means that, you know, when you get a green bean, as people call it, the moderator thing, you can put people at the bottom when they say things you don't like. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no,
he
merch.
He be saying spin them.
Merch.
But he'll... I like, okay, so when I get into it with somebody, I like for them to be able to argue because that gives me fuel. Like, I want you to say something back. I don't want it to be like, I talk about you, you don't say nothing back. He got that bad. I don't like that. But I say that to him all the time. Like, you can't say what you want to people and they can't, and not give them the opportunity to respond. And I think what it is that he's scared that them jokes going to hit a little, you know, they're going to connect a little bit, and then we're going to be laughing like the wood. He don't like for people, when they come in and talk about us, if we laugh, he be mad. Like, y'all making my friends laugh. Like,
I don't do the roasting that well. Like, here's another rule, new rule. Don't put your Instagram on Clubhouse. It's kind of being insane. Because they'll take your pictures. Zoom in. We owe you. Like,
oh, they'll be putting on other stuff, and you'd be like, come on, man. Like, that's not cool. But, yeah, like, oh, my God. Like, what you were saying, Tom?
I got this picture with my toes out, and I've been so many people picture on here.
But what you were saying, Tom?
Oh, and don't post pictures. If you do connect your internet, I mean your Instagram, do not post pictures of your kids. Because nobody, you got R, listen, if you have RIPs in your bio, nothing is off limits.
Nobody
said it. I'm going to say that. So just be mindful of what you put. Because this is a girl on there, she was like, come in and she was like, mommy of 7, but mind your business. And she had it in her bio. And it was like, you know, it's kind of hard for us to, you know, speed past that. She was like 26.
Wait, she got seven. She got 7 kids.
Well, the last time I checked, she was pregnant with number 8.
Woo.
And it's just
She must be getting paid for that.
You're not married, and you know. And I'm not being judgment. I am judging. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna lie. I'm saying my judgment because like you're not married, and then like you got all these fathers, and what are you teaching your kids? Like, are you? You're raising daughters. What are you teaching them? I mean, I guess the Bible does say be fruitful and multiply, but
God damn, that's like
I'm not doing. I'm sorry. I'm 8
kids, 4-on-4. That's 4-on-4. Like that's a whole court game. Like for real,
right? Then it's like it's impossible to be because it's hard raising one. And to be, you know what I'm saying? It's exhausting raising just one. So it's impossible to be present and to be, you know, available and be everything you need for 8 other human beings, you know, right, all at once.
Right.
I just wouldn't put up that thing. Like, if I had a partner or, you know, it was like a community type situation, maybe.
I'm adopting my one Asian baby. You feel me?
Let's not do that because you're going to upset me.
I said I was gonna start me a village, and I was looking for baby mamas, but I changed my mind.
Wait, how do you feel about him adopting an Asian baby, Haley? She says you're gonna strip that baby away from its culture.
No, I'm not.
Then there are so many little black children in homes and who need love.
We're gonna have culture night, like for real.
Build up your own. Cause I feel like we should work on. We always talk about how we don't, they won't pass these laws and they won't do this and that for us. But then when you get the opportunity to change the life of a child, you go pick an Asian child instead of a little black child who needs love.
Look, this has been a dream of mine for a minute. Like
you dream about having a little Asian baby?
Adopting one. This was back in college, man. I had always said this. Like, I'm going to adopt a little Asian baby. Sun Gi. Yeah. I already got a name.
Sungi, what?
I'm not laughing at him because
you didn't say Sungi. Sungi.
Yeah, my daughter just don't know. She's had it up to here with you. She is not. I think I'm doing the right thing with this one. I don't know. I was a little iffy about it.
Sungi, gonna be a gymnast, like for real. Dead serious.
A gymnast.
Yeah.
A gymnast?
Yeah.
Hey, There are brown girls who are Olympic medalists.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. Just let me have this dream. Just let me have this.
You taking.
Okay, will they get a black brother or sister?
Maybe. If me and my wife decide to have kids, then it'll be that kid.
Are you planning on having an Asian wife? Is that what it is?
No, not at all.
You mix. You just take after your mama's side of the family. What?
Did you watch Colin in Black and White? Did you see what he went through?
No, I didn't watch that show. I'm sorry. No.
Everybody, y'all need to go watch Colin in Black and White.
What is that movie? I can't think of the movie.
Shout out to the movie.
It was a little Asian girl. Her mom kept embarrassing her, and she was like, "Ling Ling, you forgot your bling bling." Mike, this could backfire because do you know who Lovely Mimi is?
No.
Yeah, you might want to Google her. Your little Asian baby. If you know, you said Sun Yi, you're gonna get a little girl. I'm imagining.
Yeah, Sun Yi.
She's gonna be in the Olympics. Okay, well, she might turn out to be like Lovely Mimi.
We gonna raise up right. Yeah, for real. She gonna be doing flips all over y'all, like for real.
What is the right way to raise a kid? I've been trying to figure that out for 13 years. What is the right way?
You know, teach her good morals, good ethics.
I think that these kids are really the villain in these stories because they have this thing called gentle parenting. Have you tried gentle parenting a teenager?
No, what is that?
These teenagers will drag you by your edges they don't care. Gentle parenting is like where, you know, I ain't really grasped because I said how my mom was I kind of snap back, but it's like, you know, you allow them to feel freely and you ask them, you know, what's the problem and let's talk about it. This one, mine don't be like, she be looking at me like, girl, if you don't get out of my face, I'm talking to you. Like, and it's just like, wow, attitude, Isha, for absolutely no reason. I feed you, you know?
So do you practice gentle parenting? That's what you do right now?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It don't work.
It doesn't?
It's not working.
It's not working.
I need some practice or something. It's not working.
Okay.
And then they're so sneaky. And it's like, I'm going to catch you because the same sneaky stuff that you're doing, I did it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get you stuff.
Yeah, see, no, not with Sun Gi. Sun Gi's gonna be the best of the best, like for real. I just got a good feeling.
My daughter said Sun Gi gonna be like her.
Nah. See,
they have this thing where they go out of their way to be nonchalant, like they don't care about nothing. And I know y'all be really probably crying in the shower because y'all really do care, but they be trying so hard to act like they don't care about. I don't care about nothing. Nigga, ain't worried about. Like, that's how they act. Like, they don't, like, nothing faces them. And they be going real hard trying to do that. And then it's something that about a kid in a hoodie in 100-degree weather that
you too?
Right with me.
My oldest,
I don't trust that.
My oldest niece, like, that's all she wears to school now is hoodies. And you be like, are you sure you're not hot? And she be like, mm-mm.
In the summertime, and it's like, is it an air conditioner in there? Let me see. I want to get in.
No, for real.
Let me in there.
Yeah. Like, Christian, what are you doing? Like, it's super, super hot out here. But then at the same time, she's different. But before we go any further, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play the song of the week. This is Skyrocket Enemy. Hope y'all enjoy it.
You know that. Ragged. Well, already dang shit. They act like they really with it, but really be some bitches. Been on the road, state to state, rolling through different cities. Fucking on different bitches. They hate me cause I'm different. I'm peeping how they switching. I like and load a pistol. Look, I don't need a fancy gun, just something to clear the issue. You niggas like to fucking stun, I just work on my mentor. I'm ready for that walk, what ready I should be. When they look up on under real, all they see is me. I'm actually the hottest nigga after Weezy. Thugging hard as Gates. Me. I'm patient but no waiting. If you want it, come and take from me. I'm active. These niggas backwards, acting like some bitches. We be trapping. Why these niggas packing? Shooting at the children, man. They fucking up the game. Ain't no rules in this bitch. City burning up in flames. Can't look back, cause this is it. Gotta talk in codes. The feds, they hoes. Don't think they know, but you broke. He steady riding on the low. We been racking for a minute from that bag and then that pitch into that market. I be flipping them racks just like some chickens. Gotta stay above ground and out that penitentiary.
If you love me, then you a friend of, now you an enemy.
That was Enemy by Skyrocket. Shout out to Skylar, man. That's our main homie. He doing his thing on the music thing. What y'all think of the track? That was Enemy by Skyrocket. What y'all thought of the track? Y'all can unmute yourselves now.
You muted your mic. We didn't hear it.
Yeah, we didn't get the chance to hear it, but I feel like I have heard it before. My dog Skyler, he always do his thing, always deliver. That's my cancer brother. We definitely got something coming about that too.
You didn't hear it. You didn't hear it, Taria.
At the beginning, it sounded like, I don't know, it sounded like it could be something.
I was about to say it. Oh, he goes say it, though, the very much.
Why you laugh? Because I really, that's really my guy. Like, I really fool with Skyler, so I don't want him to think I'm throwing shade. Like, I have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's on all platforms.
I didn't. You muted your mic, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we bad.
I didn't know he made music.
Yeah.
Oh, he be on TikTok, but
I keep forgetting that I'm on Clubhouse, and I did mute it, and you couldn't hear it. So, yeah, the people heard it, but y'all didn't hear it. So, my bad.
Yeah.
Y'all go listen to
it.
Yeah, he's dope. Like, no, for real. He's dope. Like, I told him his personal.
I'm going to be a rapper, baby mama.
Oh, man.
These are just jokes.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I have to tell my story. For some reason, people think that I'm judgmental because, like, yo, I judge people before, like, I give them a chance, but, you know.
He told that girl. He said, oh, I didn't know you. Go ahead and tell the story. Hang on.
No. Okay. First of all, I just want to say, okay, it's this girl on here. Like, her name is Geronda. She's not going to listen to this. It's this girl named
Geronda. I'm going to tell her. She can go listen to it. But be honest.
And
she just said the other day, she said, I'm tired of people playing in my face.
Well, this isn't it. This isn't going to be, she can't see us, so this is like in her ear. So.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. So, no. Okay, everybody knows I'm not the biggest NBA YoungBoy fan, right? And, oh, it's a YoungBoy NBA, whatever it is. And this girl, she's like a super, super, super fan. And, you know, she has this different color hair. And, you know, she'd be like, hey, I want to be one of YoungBoy NBA's baby mamas and all this stuff. So, you know, she gives me real hood, you know, hoodish vibes. You know what I'm saying? And it was New Year's Eve. And I had a little bit too much to drink. And, you know, she got to talking and stuff. And like, you know, and she's cool people. No, real cool people. Shout out Geronda. And, you know, I was just like, hey, you know, I didn't know you was this cool of people. I had you sadly mistaken. I thought you was just a hood. Okay, I did say hood rat. I said you was a hood.
You told her you ain't too bad, old barrel head.
For real. And then the next day, I get pinged, and it was like, did you tell that girl that you thought she was a hero? I'm like, I did. And they was like, oh my God, you're so judgmental. Tarya was the only one that's like, Mike, I do commend you, because, like, you stick to what you said. I'm like, if I said it, I said it. I may have been drunk.
But sometimes you got to let folks know, you know, people be thinking they're not even going to get into that. Let me just keep going.
But no, I guess.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tarya.
Oh, no, I'm just laughing because y'all funny.
No,
it's just like you. It's just to understand why I'm laughing is because you have to have been there, like.
Right.
You have some of these. You have to be there, like.
It was something he said about her playing tennis in college.
She said she played tennis in high school. I'm like, you played tennis, and she was like, yeah, like, come on, stop playing. And then, like, she was like.
She might not look, you know what I'm saying? We gained a couple weight. We 30 now. Like, you know, we gained a little weight. We don't look like we did in high school. We're not as athletic as we were in high school. You know, we aging a little bit.
I'm not talking about that. Yeah, I don't know.
They are not. They talk. She's talking like they 600-pound life. So shout out to those people. But they are not bad looking women. So I'm not even going to do that. Let's roll the thumb out.
Roll the
tape.
Now let's see that roll the thumb. That's not your podcast, sir. We're not in charge.
For real.
Merch always take over. He don't care. It doesn't matter where we, who room we in, he gonna take over.
I'm so glad I didn't do my first idea. The first idea what I was gonna do, it was gonna be an open room and people could be at the bottom and listen to the show.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
The next one, you got to do that with everybody. But
yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, everybody.
That's how you be the model.
I want to do a T. I want to be a T versus Mike segment.
We're not doing it. We are not. We will not. I will not.
We can referee it.
No, we can't.
Ding, ding. Like, we got to talk to them and tell them, like, you know, when we say ding, 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 that's it.
Shout out.
Y'all got to stop. Go to your corner. Your separate corners and be done.
Shout out to Middle Neither Block Mike. Shout out to T. They got into it one time on here, and it was just crazy. It was just crazy, and it was like, oh, come on! Everybody was like, everybody like, Mike, stop, just let it go. And Mike just once again, this is the same Mike that got into it with the transgender people. Mike just was like,
don't do that.
Don't do what?
They don't think he's problematic. Like,
he's not problematic. He's not problematic. He just stands on what he believes.
He's just gonna stand his ground.
Yeah, he just stands his ground. No, Mike is the coolest person. Like, people be like, I can't hang out with Mike. Like, no, Mike is cool. Fun story. If y'all ever get on Clubhouse, make sure y'all go follow Middle Block Mike. I think his name is what, Uncle Sam on there.
Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou. Yeah. Uncle Lou. He was talking to this one girl and he kept trying to get her in the water bed. And she wouldn't leave it alone. She like, well, how you going to get it? She like, man, I need a water bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he drug her out for like a whole hour talking about, I'm just trying to get you in this water bed. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You look real handsome right now. You know what I'm saying? Have you in my wedding? Like, he just said spontaneous crazy stuff, but it's funny. Like, he told Lucy when she was sick, like, one time, was like,
what did he say? Put some mustard on your feet?
On your lips, and put peanut butter on the bottom of your feet.
He told Tarya when she was sick, like, okay, this is what you do. Go get a salad. Don't get no drink. And you be like, Mike, what? Like,
you know what? When you say that, I was, you know what, what I just randomly thought of.
What?
That day when we were all in the room and you came in and Hush was like, why y'all keep bringing niggas in here? I hate you niggas. Nigga, I hate you. Like, he was saying that to you and you was like, bro, whoa, wait a minute. Why? What's up? Like, what's the problem? And he was like, I don't even know why I said that, man. I love you, bro.
Man,
like,
for real. Like, no, keep Hush where he is, bro.
Hush is hella funny.
No, keep Hush where he is.
He's from New York. He done did some time. What's the word? Institutionalized?
Yeah. No, he's not. No, bro. No, institutionalized.
He come in the room, he be like,
what is the word?
He be like, hey, these girls type right. They type nice. He be like, he's a really deal with you. Like,
Like, I kidnap you. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Okay, so listen, that was very, very cringe.
No, like, for real. No, that's.
And the funny part was they looked him up. They like looked up his record and stuff because he was like talking really that blood shit. They was like, "You said you a blood and you shot a kid."
He was I was like, a kid too.
Yes, he was. So the boy was 17 and he was 20. So they were. It was a fight or something, and the boy stabbed him. So he shot him. The boy. He survived, thank you. But he's permanently in a wheelchair, so he'll never walk again. So it's like, you. Why were you at 20 years old? But really, it's why were you even fighting with a 17-year-old? But when you think about it, it's only a 3-year gap. So is he wasn't that much older than the young boy. So I mean, and we're all childish at 20. So I get where I can understand that. But why were you fighting a 17-year-old?
Yeah, shout out to Hush, man. Big B.
No, no shout out to Hush. No, he what? Gets no shout out to for me. No, keep Hush with him. No, bro. No.
Hush will really deal with you.
No,
he'll really
no,
deal with you. Stop.
Deal with you.
Anytime a dude gets on there and say, I was talking to God like, God, what the fuck you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? And all I kept saying, like, yo, bro, like, I don't think God appreciates you talking to him like that. Like,
that's how God probably was like, boy, who you talking to?
That's how I was like, that's how you really kind of God, but no, y'all won't let me talk. And then we let him talk. He like, he told me to do something that none of y'all can do. And like, we just listened. We zoned in listening closely. And we was like, what? And he was like, love what you hate. And I think Marshall like, man, I thought you was talking about a magic trick, bro. Like, I thought you could levitate.
I'm over here talking about what? You could turn into Spider-Man? You a Power Ranger? Like, what is he?
Like, for real. I thought you was on some great power, great responsibility type of stuff, bro. That's, come on, stop. And then he was just like, he just kept saying, one blood, you know what I'm saying? You my blood, you my brother. Bro, I don't know you. I don't know you at all. Like, yo, if y'all see Hush, run away.
And then his mom came and made him get off the phone.
Oh, one more thing about Hush. No, hopefully we do another episode. T can come
it's
on here. T had came into the room, right? And T was talking and she was about to get into it with Hush and Hush was like, shh, hold up, right, be quiet. I'm blowing my air mattress up.
She was like, what? She just loved, like, it was just like, what? I'm not even gonna argue with this nigga. Like,
it was hilarious. Like, no, for real. But no, keep every time I see Hush, they talking to Hush, I do not go in the room. I be like, nah, I can't do this today. I'm not gonna do
You don't do Hush like that. He just needs some friends. Y'all about the same age.
No, we're not. Is he?
Yeah, he like a year. 2 years older than you. Ain't he like
37,
38?
I'm 33.
Dang, I'm putting you up. My bad.
I'm 33. Like, no.
I don't know why we keep giving you 35.
I don't know why y'all give me 35
either. I think Merch told us you was 35.
I think it's my fault, yeah.
God dang it, Merch. I know. And I remember Merch is considered like the worst man of 2021 because he... he got a dog and then he took it back, like, for real. And like, everybody thinks that's the worst thing in the world, but Merch, I just want you to know,
I
understand. I don't think that's the worst.
I feel like you did the best. If you weren't fit that you know, for to take care of that, that's just like a kid, you know what I'm saying? You can drop the kid off at the fire station and with no consequences whatsoever, right? So I just feel like if you're not, you can't love that dog and give it what it needs, you know, you kind of probably, you said the dog was upsetting you and you probably was going to be abusive. So like, you did the best thing possible taking him back. I think that you did. Cause yeah. If you had done anything to that dog, I was definitely going to get the police involved.
No, she was definitely finna dry snitch, like, for real.
Disturbance in the area, send a unit.
All I know is I heard a lot of whimpering and a lot of stuff going moving around, and it was him.
That was the day he was packing them up. Oh, you gotta get up out of here.
Right. But no, like, I just want people to understand and people know, like, yo, if you want another outlet, you want to meet people, you want to talk to people, I've met a lot of dope people on here. especially when I'm at work and I'm working. I've talked to a lot of dope people. Shout out Ragdoll Marie. She's dope, dope people. I talked to her one night. She was really, really cool. What you say?
Yeah, she is. It's also really dope for networking. Like, if you do music or anything like that, like, I rap and I produce and stuff. And, like, I've talked to people on here that have put me in engagement groups on Instagram and stuff that have really helped out when you have, like, releases and stuff like that. Very supportive. Like, whatever you do, you'll find your niche on here and you'll find a nice community of people on here.
Yeah, this is one dude named Rashad Swift that I follow. I talked to him before. Hopefully get him on the show. But he has a whole, like, gimmick that he goes around in different rooms, and he be, like, displaying his music, and then he have a soundboard. And he's really, like, trained himself and put himself in a position to, like, really go to each room and, like, introduce himself. I was just hype for the person, for him to go into a room, and it's just nothing but negative people in there. And I know he's, like, witnessed that before. Yeah, he'd be like, hey, nigga, what the fuck you doing? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's me.
Man, I don't want to hear that.
I'm just playing.
I don't want to hear
that. It's also really good for, like, the sugar babies, you know. You can make some money off that. This app can be very lucrative if you use it.
Yeah, Merch keep talking about doing a Blessed King's room, like, for real.
Sex workers are really coming up off of Clubhouse.
For real. What's up with the guy that was shot and he did a GoFundMe and he was raising money?
He wasn't shot. He got beat up by the bushes.
He made $3,000, y'all. $3,000 on here.
He did this whole charade and said that somebody from Clubhouse shot him. Whole time, nobody from Clubhouse shot him. He fell in the bushes and hurt himself. It was like the biggest troll. Like, for 3 weeks, he trolled the whole app. And people were giving him money, you know, feeling sorry for him. Oh, I miss Christmas with my boys. And then the guy who he said shot him went and talked to the baby mama, had sex with the baby mama. He said he had her on a boat or a yacht in Miami, and she was doing it all, honey. To get information about him, and he don't even take care. They say he's not even in his son's life. It's a lot. It was a lot. But he fell in the bushes, and that when somebody tells you go pick your homeboy up out the bushes, that is a reference towards him and his situation. It's a joke, and it is funny. It's the people on there fighting too. There were some girls fighting,
like, literally.
The girls were fighting. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's crazy.
There's a video.
One thing. Go ahead.
If you go into a lot of the larger rooms where a lot of this stuff happens. Because I sit in there and I don't, like, sometimes I just sit in the audience, but sometimes if they invite me on stage, I'll go on stage. But I never come off of my mic unless, like, they call my name. But to go along with the rooms, there's a Discord. And when I tell you, you got to have some thick skin in that Discord, because if you on stage arguing, like, they do this thing where they do those, like I said, we're going to do with Mike and Tia, where they can, you know, a segment where they can go at it. They do that. And, it gets really bad. But the Discord comments be so bad. Like, they be going in. So it's like they're on Discord talking about, you know, the Discord gives the people who are in the audience a voice to speak because they're not on stage. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I think that's good because you can read those comments and, you know, be like, so-and-so said this, that, and the third. So then it's like, okay, well, bring them on stage because now they can attack you. Be careful what you say. Mm-mm. If you can't defend yourself verbally, don't come in that Discord because they're going to find you. They're going to want to talk.
No, my skin is tough, but it's not that tough yet. I'm still building. I'm still building on it, like, for real. Hey, if you're tired of Instagram, you're tired of Facebook, you're tired of Twitter, come on over to Clubhouse. Oh, you got to be invited. You still got to be invited, right?
No, not anymore. They opened it up. That was just the beta testing. Opened it up. Anybody can be on there.
Yeah. So come on to Clubhouse. You can find me at PWK_Jack. Merch, what's your handle on here?
I think it's Merch CA, just like Instagram, Twitter, you know.
Taria, you?
Mine is _ and I'm Kula.
Okay. Cool. look for us. Come join us. Come talk to us. The next time we do this, I'm definitely going to have more people. It's not going to be a closed room. It's definitely going to be more people in here. It's going to be in the audience. And what I do, I just make Taria and Merch moderators, and we'll just bring people up. And then you can – then Taria can use her trademark slogan. What is it?
Watch your head.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, she do that quick.
You get up here talking crazy. You're going to have to I'm going to definitely see you in the hallway.
No, and yeah. People, and the funny thing about it is, especially like people, when she be like, you know what? And they be like, what? Watch your head.
And bow, get out.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one. That's the other one. Bow, get out. So, yeah. Anything else y'all want to leave with them? Anything else y'all want to say? Just want to thank both of you, Taria and Merch, for being on the show, for filling in right now. I definitely going to have y'all back when we have like a real, real, not, well, this was a real discussion, but like a real like topic. You are actually the first guest of the new season. So like we have to get you further down the season when we're talking about like toxic people and talking about Valentine's Day and plans for Valentine's Day and how much you should spend on it. That's stuff we're going to start talking down the line in the future. And we just want to thank you all for like helping out today. Y'all were really a blessing. Y'all are really some cool, cool cats and kittens.
Oh, thank you. You ain't too bad yourself.
Oh, thanks. You guys are awesome.
You actually one of my favorites on this app. I'm not even going to lie. Oh. Can't really tell about it. So, the fact that I talk to y'all every day is a blessing because
I understand it, but no, just want to thank y'all. And also too, like real talk, before we leave, we do this thing on here. What are y'all watching on TV, Merch?
Man, I've really been mixing a lot of music and stuff, so I haven't been watching nothing. You know what I've been watching? Uh-huh. On Netflix, I watch She's Gotta Have It. That's my shit.
Oh, I love that. It was that's dope. I'm a binge watcher, so like I've watched a lot of stuff. I'm currently catching up on the Power Book 2. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, I don't watch it.
I'm watching the new season of Euphoria is out, so I'm watching that. I'm trying to think of like something that I would recommend. Oh, like I would recommend on Hulu Little Fires Everywhere and A Handmaid's Tale.
I keep hearing about like Handmaid's Tale. Is it good?
A Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's like super religious, but it's good.
Poussey from Orange is the New Black is on there. That's what got me intrigued. She was really good on Orange is the New Black.
I'm trying to think what else. Oh, The Safe Life of College Girls.
Is that good?
It's on HBO Max. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Now, if y'all don't have these show streaming platforms, I'm sorry for you. I mean, it seems like y'all some broke people. You know? You should have it. If you don't have Hulu, if you don't have at least a Hulu or a Netflix or HBO Max, there's a problem. Then people know.
You've been on Clubhouse too long, calling folks broke.
But I say that in real life. Like, no, you have people that be. Devin uses my YouTube TV. So, like, real talk, just ask somebody, can you use it? But you, what's $10.99 for Netflix? Like, for real.
It's $20 now. You really gotta have that bag.
Oh, I mean, what's 20?
I'll never pay for Netflix. I don't care. I'm never paying for it. I'm logged into somebody else's. But they're logged into like my HBO Max.
Yeah,
so.
Like yo. No, you're pretty broke. And then people, hey man, I was at work one time and me and this other girl, we was talking about a show that's on HBO Max and he was like, oh, what y'all talking about? And we told him what we was talking about. Oh, I don't have that. Oh. And then they wanted They wanted to make fun of us. Oh, somebody's fancy. They got HBO Max. Yo, who doesn't have HBO Max? Oh, you. Ah, that's right.
some cell phone providers, service providers offer it free. Like if you have unlimited data, they'll give it HBO Max.
No, Cricket will give it to you. They will give you the HBO Max with all the commercials. And they'll give it to you for free, like for real. But I don't I don't do commercials, so I mean I pay
that. You get the HBO Max or the BET Plus.
Yeah. I pay that $14.99 for no commercials. For real.
Yep.
Yeah. So like, yo, upgrade.
Oh, I liked Encanto too. It's on Disney Plus. It's a movie.
I keep hearing about that.
It's a good movie. It's a cartoon movie though, but it's good.
Oh yeah, I love Disney movies, like for real. Disney movie, except
for, oh, and did you watch Eternals?
No, I heard it wasn't. I heard it wasn't good.
Who said that?
My cousin. He said it wasn't good. He said it wasn't, and I take his word for it.
I liked it.
I like all Disney stuff except for The Lion King. I did not like The Lion King.
The new Lion King?
No, like the very first one. Like, no.
It was dramatic, wasn't it?
No. Well, one, you have to understand. When I was a kid, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go see it. And then on top of that, I just didn't like it. And then, like, real talk. You know, I was a real difficult kid when I was young, and then I would just spoil it for my sisters. You do know there's no lions in the jungle. Y'all know that, right? Oh, okay.
They weren't in the jungle.
Well, what's the song say? In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
No, it was just wordplay.
Oh, it's just wordplay. Now you're making excuses for the Lion King and his bad writing.
And my boy, I am a
Oh, you?
I am appalled.
Yep, Simba was a little simp. That's all. He was just a little simp. He was little. And there's no beta. There's no beta lions. No. Well, obviously it was Simba. Now I'm just rambling. Like, sorry you got me just rambling. Just thank y'all for being on the show. Thank y'all for being here. Any shout-outs y'all want to give before we leave?
Shout-out to Hannah's Playhouse.
Shout-out to Hannah's Playhouse. Shout-out to the merch room. Shout-out to Room Full of Queer Niggas.
Yeah.
Shout-out to everybody listening to my music. Shout-out to Noobs. Shout-out my folks. The Noobs. We had an interest meeting tonight, so shout out to them.
Yeah, it's too many people to give a shout out, so y'all was smart shouting out to all the rooms.
Shout out to Mike. Yeah.
Mike, who?
This Mike.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you for having us. I didn't know. I was just like, hey.
Oh, no, for real. And no, like, fun fact, people got mad jelly. Like, they was like, you going to let them on the show? And like, yeah, they cool.
Wait, shout out to the
Who said that? Shout out to my haters. Who said it? I wouldn't have a conversation with them.
No, we're not doing it. We're not
talking about their mama.
But hopefully.
I watch you, Dwayne. By playing yogurt
next week.
Wait, what? What about yogurt?
I said it's not my fault that they're bland, like playing yogurt.
Oh, like playing yogurt.
Oh man,
unseasoned, no sense of humor. It's not entertaining at all.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm gonna have to do for our people that listen. I'm gonna have to bring Taria back, and I had to bring her in a room full of people that she don't know, and show y'all how much she riles people up. That's what I have to do. Like,
don't think she won't fight everybody because you will.
Y'all, you should have been on here when I had with that ragdoll situation with her and that guy. They was going back and forth because she told me to tell him, so I went and told him, and he was like, "Get her ass in here, then." And we got her ass in there, and I was instigating.
Oh man, because that's what Taria does.
But Ragdoll won, so we gonna leave it at that.
Oh, she won. Oh yeah, I like
from the beginning.
I like Ragdoll.
I didn't think that she would, if I didn't think that she could win, I wouldn't have done it. But I had faith in her. She won.
But yeah, we definitely gonna have to do a Clubhouse reunion, like definitely, and we definitely have to bring everybody in here. But we're gonna have to have. I don't know how we're gonna bring some order in here, like for real.
We're gonna have to give them a pep talk because they don't have no home training. They're heathen. Are they going to be listening to this?
If they want to. I mean.
I'm
I'm gonna post.
Okay, well, that just take y'all hear me saying these things about y'all. I meant every word I said because y'all was hating on me for being on the freaking podcast because you're bland and unseasoned.
Oh, man. Dang, she basically say y'all white people cooking. But
like the cinnamon twist in the Taco Bell boxes. Nobody eat
churros. Them fake churros.
Yeah, the little cinnamon
twist,
yeah.
Oh, man. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another dope episode. We want to thank you for partying with killers, killing everything that we do. We are out.